Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell,
brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell coming up. We'll talk more about what happened with the Dogs against Alabama, but it is a Falcon Monday, guys. Falcons 2-2 after defeating the Commanders 34-27. Michael Penix 20-26 for 313, two touchdowns and a pick. 126 passer rating. At one point, he had 145 passer rating in this game. And the point of that is he was just rolling. Like the when you start talking about the maximum number for passer rating in a game, he was approaching it, and he was on point. The interception, Mike, we mentioned, put a little bit more air on it. I'm sure we'll look at
big
that.
Big play if he does.
And says, hey, you know what, if I lay that out. But Bijan Robinson, guys, 17 carries for 75 yards, a touchdown, and 106 in the air. He did everything that you could expect yesterday. Did you think he was gone on that play where it looked like nobody was going to track him down? Like he's running down the sideline, that 60-yard play down the sidelines. And, you know.
He also had a play where there's basically a video of it, and there's some funny memes where there's like four Commander players around him. He's trapped. And you go, you know, he gets in the end zone on this, or he breaks this for a first down. The elusiveness we've talked about. Penix, by the way, also, there's a play that we didn't get. I want to say it was either Drake or might have been Mooney, didn't get 2 feet down, where Penix rolls to his left and puts a dime. And unfortunately, they couldn't get the reception. This guy is doing some special stuff. I'm really getting sick and tired of the crap I'm getting from some of these folks on Twitter and on the text line. Yeah, okay, we beat J.J. McCarthy, and we beat Marcus Mariota. We don't have A.J. Terrell, where we've got a third-string guy playing right tackle for us. Injuries are part of the game. Maybe we'll see Carl said this. Maybe we'll see the Commanders again. We nearly beat the Commanders last year when they had everybody. It's not an elite defense for the Commanders. It's not.
No.
By any metric. So we did what we're supposed to do. I didn't like that last score in the fourth, but hey, man, you know, they covered the spread, you won the game, and you washed, as we said, the taste out of our mouth for that horrible loss.
No doubt. 404-726-0929. We're talking about it with you guys here on the show. And as we continue to move along, we will talk more about, obviously, what's going on, not only just the Falcons, but also around the NFL. As today, kind of recapping a lot of things. The good news is this. You have to look at this team and their resiliency to say last week was a fluke. It was. And as bad as things were, you scored 14 points in the third quarter. You basically scored in every quarter of this game, by the way. But to put up 34 points and to be as effective and efficient as the offense was yesterday, here's the thing about this offense. And the pistol conversation, can we calm down? It's one formation in a complex offense. They ran and executed it well yesterday. It looked good. There are no complaints when it looks good. When it looks bad, Mike, and it looks like we're doing the same things over and over and over, and the other team's stopping us, it looks redundant. So that wasn't the case yesterday. The run game was on point. And how about Tyler Algier, man? How good was he yesterday in his moments?
Unbelievable. You got the West call, Oren? The West Drewham, Archer West. And by the way, not to blow smoke, but you know, if you've been around like Carl and I have, or like guys who travel for work, or sometimes you listen to radio or you're watching the where's it at now? Is it Showtime? I don't even know where the NFL highlight stuff is. It used to be on HBO. But when you listen to other broadcasts, Wes and Arch is like one of the best in the country. I mean, it's so dialed in and it's easy to listen to. And it's not some like homers where you go, oh, it's deja vu all over again and every cliche in the book. You found it, Oren? Oh, not yet. But anyway, it's a great call and it's so great. We're going to find it for you. You'll get to hear it in just a second of the Tyler Algier touchdown. And I can only stretch this I give up. Anyway, Carl, but it was a wonderful call. Here it is from our radio home at the Falcons, 92.9 The Game.
Algier's coming to the ball game. Bijan had to replace the tearaway. I'm just kidding. Washington through the formation. They give it to Algier. Uh-oh, Tyler breaking free. 10-5 shoulder. Touchdown! Oh, Atlanta! Check the license plate, Jeremy Reeves. Wow! Woo. Tyler Algier dropped the gear down and dropped that left axle right into Jeremy Reeves. Touchdown, Atlanta.
Yeah, he ran him over. Boom! Mm. Get out of my way. I'm getting to the end zone. You just don't see guys do that a lot. Back in the day, right, Walter Payton, it was commonplace. You get in guys' way, they were going to run you over. This is what we do. We run you over. Now guys want to get out of bounds. They want to make business decisions. Not Tyler Algier. I'm getting to the end zone. You're not stopping me. It was a big moment
for the Falcons. And the balance, Carl, that we've talked about, 33 touches, 17 carries for Bijan, 16 for Tyler. Then you throw in those four for 106. That's the kind of balance. You know, we always go back to how Shanahan, you mentioned, he came up in conversation today, you know, talking about how we used to have to figure out how are we going to get Coleman involved? You know, what's it going to be? Is Freeman going to be the guy? That was a perfect execution. And again, maybe Zach, here's the thing moving forward. Is this now we're going to be a clicking offense because Zach streamlined it? He's down there in the mix on the sideline.
Yeah, look, I just feel like even if he called a good game a week ago, we wouldn't have known it because we just played like crap. He could have called a very similar game last week, Mike, and you had turnovers and sacks and interceptions and pick sixes, and we just didn't do it. So I don't know what to exactly believe about where the offense is, but I need consistency. And coming out of the bye, that's going to be the key. Jesse Bates talked about it yesterday, saying, we got to keep this energy up, man. Drake talked about it. We got to keep this energy up. It's hard because this is your week to go. Like, hey, go rest. Go get yourself right. They'll report back early next week and get to work. But I think that's going to be the key to playing Buffalo. All right, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got to talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
So Eddie says to us, Kirby's 1-7 against Bama because they out-recruit him. Then he says they had 2 weeks to prepare, and then they go out and get out-scheme Saturday night. Now that, I might agree with you on, because they had to adjust to what this offense was presenting to them. The whole out-recruiting, you might want to go look at that. Georgia, technically, year in and year out, is 1-2, 1-2, or 3. That's nothing to do with this. Their players, there was a time where you could say Alabama had better players. That time's gone. It's not that way anymore. So I don't believe in that. But if you told me he had 2 weeks, because they both had an off week, Alabama did as well, and how they came in to attack Georgia's defense and Georgia and what they schemed to do against Bama's offense, that I can agree with you on. And I do think that was the issue in this game, Mike, especially on third down.
Look, they just had a better plan. I mean, we've talked about it. It just seemed like, if you're watching this, it just felt like Schumann was always one step behind. Georgia couldn't tackle. That's not, you can't put that on Schumann. They missed a ton of tackles. There was tremendous, you know, yards after, both on receivers and just running backs. Initial contact and just keeping the pile moving. You know, we talked about the imagination, using one of your linemen as a pass catcher. And then there were the screw-ups. I mean, I said, where was Noah Thomas? Where is he? You know, Talon Taylor, I know that he's just a freshman. Got to catch that football. I mean, I get it. Bama had their own drop. And I mean, going back and watching that game was kind of like inexplicable, you know, to see some of the things happen because you got one of the best, you know, receivers in the country. And Ryan Williams can't make that catch. But it just the moments that were there that Georgia left on the field. Taylor catches that pass. It's a completely different Carl. It's got Alabama on their heels.
Yep.
Because that's when Georgia was getting some stops. Remember, Alabama doesn't score any points in the second half.
It's crazy to think, too, how effective they were in the first half. And then in the second half, you say what happened. Adjustments. Georgia made the plays to get off the field a lot better than they did in the first half. But more importantly, I still think the time of possession played a big role in this game because Bama still was able to sustain some drives even though they weren't scoring points.
Right. Burn clock.
And that helped their effort certainly at the end when you had to make decisions like going for it on fourth down.
But the cash play, for guys who missed it earlier, what's your take on that fourth? First of all, are you cool with the hurry up to get them up there? And how do you feel about it?
Well, look, I think it's the most important play in the game. Timeout. I got to get my guys right. If I know everybody's on the same page and I get you're going hurry up, you don't want them to get their players in, there's an exchange of formation, right? I'm a substitute and you're substituting. But if this is the biggest play of the game, Mike, timeout. I got to get everybody on the same page, and I want to make sure if we don't get it, there are no excuses about this is what we're going to do right now.
Right. I don't even know. I mean, I hear what you're saying with the timeout. Kirby said he'd run it. They've run it before with success. They did it in Tennessee. He'd do it 10 times out of 10. But it just, you know, you got guys out of position, backups on offensive line, missed assignment, and it just they just blew it up like the Kool-Aid man. And Cash, going to the weak side, too. I know. I mean, yes, you know what? It's worked for you. Nobody likes to play.
Well,
the play doesn't pass the eye test.
Here's the other thing. Is that the right personnel, even if you felt like that was the play? You had a running back that was tearing them a new one. And yet, no disrespect, Cash, is that the guy to get to the corner?
You got one of the fastest guys on the field.
Is that the guy to get around the end?
Right.
So even if it was it the right personnel? Timeout. That's why I do that. Let me get the right people in there to make sure. Now, the other side of that is Bama gets a chance to set their defense, but I don't care. If you are that confident in the play and you're telling me we're going to run it 10 out of 10 times, run the formation, get motion, get guys over to the left side, right side, we're going outside, and let's make it happen. I didn't like it at all, but nevertheless, Kirby, you know, and I said this earlier too, Mike, kick the field goal if you're on the road. I had no problem going for it. You're at home. Go for it. That's not the issue for me. It was more about the execution and the play call than anything else. I want you to hear Kirby talk about his kids feeling this. He mentioned this today in his presser. And look, they're on to Kentucky, and they better be because you can't get caught up in a big emotional loss like that. We know that. They've done a good job over the years of moving on. They get Kentucky at home this weekend. But here's Kirby talking about he's glad his players felt this, but they're looking ahead.
Coach, I thought it was interesting that you brought up talking about how like the players are feeling the hurt. How do you go about making sure they don't get too high on the highs and low on the lows going from the Tennessee game to obviously this weekend?
It's called Kentucky, right? Like, we got to go play a really good football team. So I'm not concerned about – I'm glad that they were affected and hurt. There's a lot of college football teams right now. They got teams that don't – the kids don't care. Like, when people hurt, you usually get a better response, right? You get a better mechanism of, like, buy-in or, like, doubling down on something of, like, knowing who I am and knowing what I've got to work on. So that part excites me to get to work today.
Yeah, and I'll say this, too. I think they'll bounce back. They'll be fine. What's interesting to me are these Alabama fans and how wishy-washy you guys are. When they lost to Florida State, you guys were ready to run Kalen DeBoer out of Tuscaloosa. And Kalen DeBoer, Mike, winning coach, but he hasn't won like Kirby Smart. He doesn't have a Kirby resume, even though he got this opportunity after Nick Saban. I'll say this. What do you guys think now? Because all of a sudden, Alabama fans are like, this is the guy. He's the right guy. 3 weeks ago, you guys were ready to give up on the season after being embarrassed against Florida State. And Mike mentioned it. You wanted Saban back. How can we get him back? Now it's, oh, well, look what he did against Kirby Smart. Which one is it? Are you totally behind Kalen DeBoer, or do you think you're 50-50 on him? Because Alabama fans, make up your mind. That's the other crazy thing to me, Mike. Georgia fans have never wavered on Kirby. There's never been this, well, he may not be the guy. From day one, they believed he was the guy, and he's led them there. You guys get this guy after Nick Saban, and I get it. It's after Saban. But, Mike, where are they at? What do Alabama fans truly believe?
Yeah, and there are some Georgia fans that are, you know, I've seen some stuff on social media, but, again, everybody's a keyboard warrior. It's the Alabama thing. It's the 1-7. That's the thing which has Bama fans just, you know. And look, Kirby can say it doesn't bother him. You tell me Kirby doesn't go home, he's like, ah, in his garage, you know, down the street from Barbara Dooley. I don't know. But this is one where
Barbara this week.
You were not prepared. You were not as well prepared as Alabama. Alabama out-schemed, out-coached, outperforms you. And those are standards, as Kirby would say. It's not up to their standard. That all happened. So I wonder, can you get Sam Pittman in? I don't know if Pittman wants to take some time off, enjoy that severance package he's going to get from Arkansas. But you've got to get better depth on both sides of the ball. Where is the Jalen Carter? Where is the, you know?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jalen Walker. Where is that stud? Now, I know that, you know, they did make some plays and they did hold Alabama to the no points in the second half. But for the second game in a row in the SEC, you got mauled by an offense you could no answer for.
Yeah.
You're down 14-0 playing catch up. The kid, Taylor, make the catch. You go three and out. That would have blown the game open for Georgia because you could have had the touchdown. You go ahead. I mean, you didn't execute. Your guys didn't do the job. Alabama's did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.